Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
College football writer for CBS Sports, Jerry Palm, joining us here on the show. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, good. It's even better to have you with us on the heels of the college football playoff rankings being dropped last night. I guess the simple question is, we have a lot of Dogs fans here in Atlanta and in the Georgia area. They're ranked 12th. Are you okay with how this all played out? Do you think the committee got it right?
Yeah, I think Georgia's where they should be, you know, based on what they've done so far this season and what everybody else has done, because rankings are relative. You know, they played the toughest schedule of anybody. Alabama's not too far behind them. But, you know, and they seem to have most of their tough games on the road so far. But it's, you know, it's been a real challenge for them. But they are where they should be, and they still have a chance to do everything they set out to do this season, but if they lose to Tennessee, then they don't. They'll be out of playoff contention. So, you know, now that they're getting one of these great opponents at home, they need to take advantage of that.
Jerry, I want to go, you know, obviously to the rankings, but one of the things I want to focus on, and there's always been conversation about Big Ten, SEC, Michigan, obviously won a national title last year, and the strength that has been the SEC for years before that. You kind of mentioned it in your, you know, in your article about the poll that, you know, the Big Ten's got four of the top five teams. Do you think that speaks more to the strength of the Big Ten, or do you think that speaks more to the parity that has found itself in this 16-team SEC?
It's a little bit of both. It's really more the strength of the top of the Big Ten, because there are no other Big Ten teams in the rankings.
Yeah.
So there appears to be a sizable gap between those four and everyone else. And I think it also has to do in part with just how hard it is, you know, to get equitable schedules now in these leagues when they're so big. You know, you're only playing half the other teams in your league now in a football season, and you just end up with some really disparate schedules. You know, like Indiana hasn't played a soul. They have their 10 games into their season, and none of their first 10 opponents are bowl eligible yet. Of course, they have Ohio State next week, but then they finish with Purdue, which probably won't have two wins this year. So, you know, Indiana got a schedule that's just as soft as you could ever hope for. You would be hard-pressed to try to create a softer schedule if that was your goal.
Wow.
On the other hand, you have Purdue. Purdue's going to play all four of those teams by the end of the season. They've already played two. All four of those top five teams, plus Illinois, who's probably going to be in the rankings at the end of the year or certainly in that neighborhood, and on non-conference play, Notre Dame. So Purdue's already played three of the top 10 teams in the rankings and have two more coming. So it's but that's, you know, that's just because you don't have much overlap anymore with the conference schedules. And so the committee really has their hands full sorting through these teams, because even teams within the same conference, and you think, well, all SEC schedules are going to be pretty good. Well, no, not necessarily. And all Big Ten schedules are going to be pretty good, but, you know, not necessarily. Oh, and those four Big Ten teams at the top, Ohio State is playing each of the other three, but those other three aren't playing each other at all.
Well, Jerry, let me ask you this then, about, since you gave some phenomenal points about Indiana, then how is Indiana at five with no good wins, but SMU is all the way at 14? I know they have a loss, but it was against BYU. What, second
also
week
behind Indiana, by the way, BYU.
Yeah. So yeah, another good point. So how is SMU so far down? And Indiana is getting so much love, but SMU, and to your point, BYU is not getting equal love when they've done everything, if not more, in some ways.
Oh, yeah, they played a better schedule. They have quality wins. They beat Kansas State, which is in the rankings. They handed SMU their only loss. I think it's hard to really justify BYU behind Indiana just based on the metric type of things, but it's a subjective process. So you've got all this objective data, but IU has taken a really bad schedule and annihilated everybody on that schedule until they played Michigan last week. And then that was their first competitive game. And I think the committee is looking at this and saying, well, yeah, that schedule really stinks, but they are a lot better than that schedule. And that must be what is working for them. And that's part of the subjectivity of this. You know, that's they're not, you know, if it was as easy as just going with data, you wouldn't need a committee. You could just have computers spit it out.
Right. Jerry, I want to follow up on that just a little bit. This kind of goes along with what you're saying, but we've talked to Tennessee fans that are kind of upset that they stayed stagnant when it seems like their wins were equal to what Indiana and BYU were over the weekend, and Indiana and BYU jumped Tennessee. And I know that this is a tough question to answer, but there's been times in the past where it feels like the committee is simply saying, hey, go out and win this weekend. Hey, go out and win next weekend. Tennessee, obviously the showdown against Georgia. Do you think it's simply the committee just being comfortable saying, hey, look, we're just going to leave you at 7, but if you go out and deal with business this weekend, you'll be right back where you expected to be?
I don't think their committee looks ahead. They're really just looking at what you've done so far, week to week. I don't think they're looking ahead. In fact, I know that their protocol would say we're not looking ahead. So, you know, Tennessee got jumped by undefeated teams. Tennessee should probably be behind undefeated teams. Their loss is Arkansas. That's not really a great loss compared especially to some of the teams that they're competing with up there who, when they do lose, are losing to pretty good teams for the most part. So, I don't really have a problem where Tennessee is. Tennessee is well-positioned, again, to accomplish everything they want to accomplish this year. You know, being number 7 is not hurting them at all. They can still win the league. They can still get a bye. There isn't anything standing in Tennessee's way of doing what they want to do being number 7 this week.
So you say the committee doesn't look ahead, and I know that you've been able to a part of some of the mock committee things that they've done. What 100% are they looking at? Because I know they came out and said that, well, Georgia has been inconsistent on offense, and they kind of gave some outliers of why Georgia was all the way at 12. But knowing if it ended today, Georgia wouldn't be in, because of, you know, you don't have a power non-power 5 or power 4 now. I still get that mixed up,
right,
champion.
Yeah.
But what exactly is some of these protocols that they are looking at that have determined why Georgia's 12 and Miami's still at 9, having played nobody and having no game control in most of their games?
Yeah, game control. Yeah, there's a thing. What difference does it make how you get to the win as long as you get to the win? The score usually tells you how well you've controlled the game. Yeah, Miami likes to play with their food, and this time the food bit them. But that's part of the subjectivity of it, though. You know, you've got a lot of coaches and former players in that room that are watching these teams play and are making subjective evaluations of how good they are. And then you've got this data to support all of that. So Georgia's played a ridiculous schedule, and they've kind of been punished by it, the schedule, not by the committee, but punished by the schedule a little bit. And it's reflected in where the committee – you know, have these teams. But one of the things that the committee really tries to respect is head-to-head results when they can. So, and when it makes sense to. For example, you know, Texas lost to Georgia, but Texas is 7-1 and Georgia's 6-2 or 7-2. So, you know, they're not going to be ahead of Texas. But all those two lost teams, you know, Alabama beat Georgia, so they're ahead of Georgia. Mississippi beat Georgia, so Mississippi's ahead of Georgia. So part of the reason why Georgia's 12 is that two of their conference mates are ahead of them. The two that beat them are ahead of them. And so, you know, if you had different names on the jerseys, you know, if Georgia had done what Alabama had done, Georgia would be in Alabama's place. So it's not really – some of it is sort of an internal ranking of the teams within the conference because of the head-to-head results and not all head-to-head results are conference games. But, you know, they do try to respect that. There are 27 games played so far between the teams that are in the current top 25, and 23 of those, the team that is now higher ranked won that game. Yeah. And for three of the other four, the team that lost the game has a better record now than the team that beat them, and that's why they're ahead. And the only one that doesn't really jive is that LSU went into South Carolina and beat them, and South Carolina is 21 and LSU is 22, and they have the same record. So that one doesn't make sense. I don't know why they came to that conclusion. But, you know, head-to-head result is something that they really respect, and that's part of why Georgia's where they are.
Well, I'm glad you said that, Jerry, because I have got a great question for you. Tennessee and Georgia obviously facing off this weekend. You've got Alabama, Ole Miss, and Georgia at 10, 11, and 12. I'm not ready to say that this is going to happen. This is not what my projection is, but let's just say that Georgia beats Tennessee. That what you just said as far as having the same record, the same amount of losses, it will be hard to do. Having Tennessee beat Alabama and Alabama beat Georgia and Ole Miss being Georgia, but Georgia obviously being Tennessee. How does that all play out? And can you say with certainty, Jerry, that if Georgia were to win this weekend, that they might not still be behind a Tennessee team?
No, I think they would probably be ahead. Because now you're talking about, you've got kind of a circular thing going on there, right? Where Tennessee beat Alabama. Yeah, right. So obviously head-to-head can't come into play. So now you're looking at and putting more weight on things like strength of schedule, the quality of the teams that beat you, things like that. And I think Tennessee definitely comes out third in that triangle because of the loss to Arkansas. The fact that the Alabama, you know, win came at home, Georgia won at Texas, you know, things like that that come into play more so when the head-to-head in this case just can't apply, then you're looking at strength of schedule. Well, Alabama and Georgia in particular, have played the two toughest schedules, two of the top five toughest schedules in the entire nation. So that's going to play. At the Alabama win over Georgia, once you get it down to those two, is probably going to play. But I think Tennessee comes out third in that mix. And Ole Miss is still in that pile as well.
Jerry, we appreciate the insight and the humor there with Miami playing.
Nice stuff.
Thanks for joining us this morning.
All right.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.